I'm going well, thanks, Mark.
What do you make of this program today?
Look, it's probably a bit of a standard fare. I think, if there's going to be some horses to progress on out of this, I think we keep an eye on the first three races in particular, where some lightly raced horses with some upside might be coming from.
Well, we kick things off race one with a maiden over 2,000, where you can take out 2, 14, 15 and the 16. We've got number 5, a Fast Evolving Girl at 6.50, down to She's a Diplomat at 3.60, Longclaw is at $2.50, the fave.
Deserves to be favourite, Longclaw. I think Nards, the runs to date have been solid and just as you're able to maintain a pretty strong gallop, so it looks like getting out to this trip will suit. I'm with 11 ahead of 9. She's a Diplomat who's had the run in the distance range. It was only a modest maiden, but she finished off pretty well. Fast Evolving Girl's been up in distance and now comes back slightly with the blinkers on, so she's the one that's got that really good staying fitness on her side. And I thought Martini Bianco's been battling her way okay in modest races, but looks like getting back up in triple suit. I think 11 looks the one to beat, 9, 5 and 8 next there.
So 11 from 9, 5, 8 the first. The second is a maiden of a 1,400, take out 5, 8, 9, 10, 12, 16 and also the 18. We've got number 1, Mount Archer at 390. The 2, Shinseki's at 7. Then we're down to 950 for the Abyss. 370 for Miss Ladybird, who's come up favourite. Miss Louisiana is at $5.
Don't know if there's much between numbers 13, 1 and 11 in what I see in this race. I'm going to go with Miss Ladybird. She looked like she had a bit to learn and was just run off her feet to some extent on debut and just chasing from a fair way out. She was huge odds at Echuca, but the last bit of her race was terrific, and with that run under her belt, up to 1,400 metres should suit. I've been batting up for Mount Archer. Got his wayward Nards. I was thinking there may be some sort of gear change, but I couldn't play in a race, and if Mount Archer won, I'd be losing because I know he's got talent. So I've got to have him in as next best and even save on him to some extent if I play there. But I think it's a bit of a watch-and-learn race. I like the Trials of the Abyss, debuting with the blinkers on and was able to ride the speed. There's a good deal of strength about him, particularly his most recent jump out. So he's ready to go at 1,400 metres on debut, and Miss Louisiana gets the blinkers off, fitter for one run back from a spell. 13, 1, 11, 14.
13, 1, 11 and 14. A three-year-old filly's maiden over the 1170 is the third, and you can take out number 3. Now we've got the 1, Atlantic Rose at 280, 550 for Lime Show, Persuaders at $2.
Take the even money. I think Nards Persuader, she looks to have come back really well. A jump out at Sandown down the back straight and then a really sharp jump out. Made a couple of runs in her most recent jump out. She's really ready to go to the races and fit. And she's running some races that have had some reasonable depth. Obviously third in the Redoute's Choice behind Let Me Sleep On. It's a really good form reference for her. And I think she'll be very hard to beat, number 6, Persuader. Atlantic Rose was good on debut. She trialled up nicely going into that performance, and she was only nabbed on the line. She'll make her own luck and give a sight. Lime Show's resuming for the Weir Stable here, only been seen once. That was in a pretty strong race at Warrnambool during the carnival, and Harlan Express also. I thought that performance on debut was solid, resuming here, and went around in a jump out at Burren Beat last week. Looked to go okay, gets the visor on here. Keen on 6 ahead of 1, 5 and 4.
So 6 from 1, 5 and 4. We're looking at race 4, benchmark 64 fillies and mares. We've got number 1, Miss Skeptical at 380. Prosecution is at 550. Flying Batya at 950. Just Simmer at 650. Naya is at 950. Just Stella at 850. And Solar Stars at $4.60.
I think it's an even race, Nards, and she's up there in the weights, but Jimmy Skeptical's going well. She seems to handle firm tracks and tracks with some give. She's pretty versatile, and she's capable of making her own luck from a good draw. So I'm with her ahead of Just Simmer, who's shown a couple of differences in racing style. I actually like the way she finished off last start. Prosecution will be fitter for one run back from a spell and didn't have a lot of luck there at all. Has done the last little bit of the racing in 70 grade, and first up was in that grade as well. Drops back to the 64 grade here and fitter. An interesting runner, Naya, first run for Craig Whittison, who's got some reasonable form interstate. Even contest, 1, 4, 2 and 6.
1 from 4, 2, 6. Race 5, class 1 over 1170. We've got number 1, Pintang Prince at 390. Max Stryker at 750. Funding at 360. Road Rager 650, waiting for a mate at 650. Grands is at 6 and 950 there for the Big Sheila.
Top of the weights for me here, and probably want the first 4 in the quaddie. Funding's going well, sometimes without much luck, but hard and fit now from an inside draw can make his own luck and should prove hard. to run down. Max Striker will be fitter for one run back from a spell. And I know it was only a modest maiden that he did win it at Kilmore, but he did it very well. And I thought his first up run was certainly adequate behind an informed horse. Pintang Prince has trolled up okay to resume here. Only been to the races and won once. So there's nothing to knock the form of Pintang Prince, who looks to have come back well on a recent trial. And Road Rage will be off the speed and strong late. 3-2-1-4.
Three from 2-1-4. Race 6 over 1,400. Take out 4-5-10. 14 and the 15. Number 1 Electric Charlie, 850. Lord Smedley, 480. Jolly's Cafe at 5. Five Kingdoms at 3.10. Autonomous at $9.50.
Pretty keen on Five Kingdoms here. Nards, one of the heats of the Apprentice Series here, the Rising Star Series. The debut win was terrific and just took a while to get that clear galloping room late first up. Worked home well. 1,400 metres here, second up. These races are usually run at a reasonable speed, and that would suit number 6, Five Kingdom. Ahead of Jolly's Cafe, just got strung up in traffic last start. That's not his style. He's be part of that speed. He doesn't really have a turn of foot, but a wider barrier draw, he can roll across and get into his rhythm and make it a bit of a tough test. They're his best attributes. Lord Spindley's been freshened up, and Twilight Manoeuvre's going very well. Keen on 6 ahead of 3, 2 and 13.
6 from 3, 2 and 13. We go to the 7th now, a 58 over 1,000. Take out runners 8 and 9. We've got number 1, Lord Laurie at 4.20. Charlie Garcon at 6, $3 for Radiant Warrior. Down to Go Jazz at 4.40. New York Wonder at 9.50 and longer odds for the others.
He's a nice horse, Radiant Warrior, I think. He raced without much luck early in his career, and then he was very well supported to break his maiden at Benalla before going to a break, and he did very well, and he still looks like he's got a bit to learn, but he's got plenty of upside, number 4, Radiant Warrior. Lord Laurie's a good sprinter in this grade around this part of the world, and he's going okay to resume. Zoot Suit Riot gets back off the speed. You know what you get with Zoot Suit Riot, but he'll be storming home if they overdo the tempo up front, and we'll have a handle on how the track's playing by now. If they're making good ground from back in the field, I'll be promoting Zoot Suit Riot, and Charlie Garcon probably ditto, just sitting behind the speed and looking for that neat run late. 4 looks quite a promising horse ahead of 1, 3 and 2.
So 4 from 1, 3 and 2, and then we go to the last race, 8. Here you can take out 13, 14, 15 and 16. Number 2, Dr. Jamison, 480. 3, Raiding Party at $4. A Tester Day at $9.50. Prince Ziggy at $9. 5 for Haunted Stream. And bigger odds the others.
Not a lot of value throughout the card, but I could certainly back Dr. Jamison each way here. He gets the blinkers on today. He was good closing off last start. There's no stars, I don't think, here. Probably Raiding Party, the main danger, getting up to this distance and lightly raced a daughter of Rebel Raider. I've got 2 each way ahead of 3. 5 Tested A is hard and fit now. Didn't have a lot of luck last start, and maybe Island Tiger next best, but a bit of a trim-up leg for the quaddy for me. 2 each way ahead of 3, 5 and 10.
2 from 3, 5, 10. And what about a best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
Best for me, race 3, number 6, Persuader Nards, and race 8, number 2, Dr. Jamison each way for me. The value for the quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 3 and 4, second leg 2, 3, 6 and 13, third leg 1, 2, 3 and 4, and home with numbers 2, 3 and 5. I'm going to try and get some early money with the running double races 1 and 2 as the play of the day. First leg numbers 9 and 11, second leg numbers 1, 11 and 13.
Okay, Warren, thank you and good luck today.
Thanks, Nards.